Jess in with you this morning for Hunter Valley Today. Thanks to Elders Insurance, Hunter Valley, always there for you. Now, this happened yesterday.
At the 400 metres, Vow and Declare back to the inside. 2 lengths, Prince of Arran. Then came Hunting Hornhill Paradiso, late master of reality with Vow and Declare on the inside. Then Prince of Arran, Raymond Tusk Finch. It's master of reality. Vow and Declare up on the inside. Vow and Declare, Prince of Arran is lifting late with Il Paradiso. Master of reality just in front. Vow and Declare.
Like I was still sitting on the edge of my seat just listening to that back, and a man who would have been even more on the edge of his seat yesterday is stud manager at Kitchwin Hills, Mick Malone, because Vow and Declare was born and raised right here in the Upper Hunter. Mick, how are you doing this morning? Still got that smile on your face?
Very much so. A little bit rusty today. We celebrated hard last night with all the guys at the farm, but every time you hear that, the race call, I don't even know how he picked that he won, because I wasn't sure, you know.
Oh,
but
so close.
What a result.
Yeah, it was amazing. That photo finish, I mean, we talk about it, and it was literally yesterday on the nose.
Yeah, it was. And like, how good is it that an Australian horse has won the cup? Like, you know, for people that don't realise, so much money spent trying to get a horse to run in the Melbourne Cup, let alone win it. And this little horse was born and bred in our region, you know, and an Australian horse, and couldn't be happier to be off our farm. But to draw barrier 21, get across to the rail, stack him up, and then shoulder his way out to win, quite amazing.
Did you think Vow and Declare was going to be able to do it at the start?
I wasn't sure, but I've got to say, I knew going back to his home track where Danny O'Brien had him, he's run when he won over 3,000 metres in Queensland, which shows that he's a true stayer, and you've got to be a true stayer in Australia to win those races. And then they ran quite slow, which usually makes it a bit harder for us to get home. So it made his run a little bit softer, although he did draw the outside. But look, right on the line, just showed how tough he was. Like, he shouldered the interference away and won. It was just weird. We watched it with about 28 of our staff at the farm who deserved the win as much as anybody. They worked so hard, and it was just a terrific afternoon.
That's amazing. And you mentioned that, you know, this is an Australian horse bred here in the Upper Hunter, and to be one of just three, I think, Australian horses in this race, it's fantastic that an Aussie horse won the race that stops the nation, the most prestigious race that we have.
Yeah, it's right. I had someone ask me this morning, is it the best horse, you know, to come off Kitchwin, or the best race that you've won off the farm? And it sort of is in so many ways, because we're brought up with the Melbourne Cup in Australia. Like, I remember sitting around the wireless with my mum and dad, you know, late afternoons or when school would stop. And so it's a race that you sort of brought up with. So for me, and I know Stephen and Diane Ray, all the guys at the farm, it meant the world to us. So, you know, like I said, like, to win it with a horse off the farm is just crazy.
Yeah. And you're on a bit of a pretty good roll. You guys also produced the winner of the Everest a few weeks ago.
Yeah, yes. That was amazing too. You've got to take the wins when they come in this game, because it can be a long time between drinks. But right now we're in a vein of good fortune, and we've had Piarada, who won the Red Zell, and Dubious, who placed in the Magic Mians this year. We had that Rock Hero who ran second in the Doncaster. Everything's going really, really well for us. Mm-hmm. But like I say, you've got to take it whilst it's there, because it can be a tough road sometimes.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I wanted to ask you this morning, Mick, while we've got you, we talk about the drought daily on Hunter Valley Today, and being in the Upper Hunter, I wanted to know how Kitchwin Hills was going. How are you guys getting along in this drought?
Yeah, it's been really, really tough. The last few years have been very, very hard. Like, you know, if you look at it, normally to feed a horse is around that sort of $6 to $8. Well, now it's, you know, $25 to $30. You know, it's a huge... There's a lot of hay and a lot of feed coming in. Your staff work extra time because you feed up morning and night for 3 or 4 hours. Every single horse has to get fed. There's no grass. And the priority is the horse. We spend so much time making sure they look amazing and are so well looked after, as every farm does. And so it's been really, really tough. I feel sorry for the farmers around us too, like the cattle guys. Like, I don't know how they can regroup. After what's happened, you know, it's been so hard for them to get their cattle back. I don't know what they'll do, but look, we're Australians. We're in Australia. You just got to kick on and take the season as they are, and cop it on the chin, and keep working hard.
Yeah, that's it. And how are you guys going with water? Are you able to get enough of that?
Yeah, we've got some really good bores and wells, but no one, I think, hand on their heart can say our water's great, because we haven't really hit a hot time yet, and the country's never seen this. Like, it's we're talking, you know, the stats don't go back this far to say it's been this dry. So
yeah.
I don't think anybody can say water's great. Our water at this point's really good. Well, not really good, it's good. But it could change tomorrow when we hit these 40-degree days like we know we can through December and January. Who knows what will happen without rain.
That's exactly right. And Mick, another story that's been certainly got our attention here in the Upper Hunter is one that aired on ABC's 7:30 program a couple of weeks ago. Now, Mick, you sound like a man who absolutely loves your horses. This story, I mean, it's going to mean changes for the industry, I'm sure. What were your thoughts on it?
I think it was a story that, like everybody, there's bad builders and there's bad plumbers, there's bad electricians. They're a minority, they don't last. There's dog owners that I know that are terrible with their dogs. They don't look after their dogs well at all. But does that mean every dog owner needs to be crueled for having a dog? I don't think so. I think it's a story that it definitely makes us aware of what's going on around us. We need to be very careful. Mm. We need to, you know, constantly look after and follow those horses when they do retire, which is an extremely tough job. It's not something that's easily done. But, you know, I think it's a story that we need to take awareness from, but they weren't factual. That wasn't factual. Like they made things up to suit their story. And I don't know anyone in the industry, especially that I know, that could have stood by and let those guys do what they did to those horses on that story and not act quicker or do something. I'd have jumped the fence, pulled the poly out of his hand and belted him with it, you know. Yeah. But sadly, they watched it and let it go for 18 months. Now that's cruelty, if you ask me. But all that aside, You don't want to cloud what a beautiful industry this is and the people that are in it and how much love they have for their horse, because that amazingly that little minority story becomes majority, where the majority thing, which is so beautiful and so great, becomes minority to people like left wing ABC followers.
No, you're right. The horse industry is an amazing industry, and you can tell that you love it. And huge congratulations to yourself and everyone at Kitchewan Hills. I don't think you guys will stop smiling for a few weeks yet after yesterday's win.
Thank you so much for having us on, Jeff.